Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Without further ado, let's bring in our Cleveland sports beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Guardians got to get themselves out of a 1-0 hole.
They certainly do. Obviously, today, disappointing for a lot of people. Daryl, as you watched it, which did you feel it was more of? Was it more of how great Scuba looked that contributed to the Guardians' loss, or just how bad the offense was?
Well, Scuba was great, but what stood out to me is, they didn't play clean baseball. You had two errors in the field lead to two unearned runs, and then Hosey in the ninth inning with what I felt was a brain cramp. Stephen Vogt obviously defended him after the game, but you can't be standing on third base in that situation with nobody out and get caught in a rundown. You got to let the line move, that ultimately ended up basically being the ball game right there. So, Scuba was great. 14 strikeouts. He was dealing, mowing guys down. The Guardians' lone run came in typical Guardians fashion, a little chopper behind the mound, right? When you're facing a pitcher like that, you have to play super clean baseball, and today the Cleveland Guardians didn't, and that is why they lost 2-1.
All right, so what did today's loss, obviously it's just a best of three, so you got to win the next two. What did that do for your confidence for this team to actually still be able to win this series?
Yeah, I think they can win the next two. Today was disappointing, of course, but I am confident that they will be able to win the next two games and advance to play Seattle on Saturday in the American League Division Series. But again, can't play the way they did today and be making those physical errors.
Is the recipe for success for the Guardians as simple as for you just clean those things up, or is there something more to you that goes into this recipe of beating the Tigers over the next 2 days?
No, just clean those things up. And look, we've seen this team the last 5 to 6 weeks of the season and the way they play. They got to make sure they play like that. they played like the team did in late May and throughout the month of June today. And again, let's give Scuba his props, his credit, his due. He was fantastic, sensational, unhittable. But at the same time, you have to play clean, sound baseball this time of year against a pitcher like that, and giving away two runs when that margin is so thin as it is, that's just not going to get it done. So I think Stephen Vogt handled it pretty well. Those things happen, especially when you're facing a great pitcher. The key is they bounce back tomorrow, and as Voter said as well, their backs have been against the wall for about 3 months now.
So, Daryl, obviously looking ahead to tomorrow, hey, there's a good chance Chase DeLauter's making his first start. They gave him the crash course of the outfield leading up to this series. They're obviously going to have the opportunity that he's going to go up against a right-hander tomorrow. Do we love it or hate it for this team if he makes a start tomorrow?
I love it. I don't care if it's his first major league start. Who cares? It's baseball. Game's still the same, whether it's played on October 1st or it's played on April 1st. So I don't hate it at all. And, maybe he can give him a little bit of a spark.
All right, Daryl, for you, the season in totality, if they end up dropping tomorrow, get swept out of the playoffs for the Tigers, should this season be viewed as a failure?
Absolutely not. Will it be disappointing? Of course, right?
Mm.
Because they got everyone's hopes and expectations up and things like that. But to pull off an historic comeback the way that they have, that changes nothing as far as my respect, admiration, and appreciation for what they were able to do. But again, it'll be disappointing. It'll sting. But I'm going to stay in that positive mind frame. They got Tanner Bibee going tomorrow. I like their chances. And, hopefully they're able to even that series and set themselves up for a win or go home game number 3 on Thursday afternoon.
All right. Daryl Ryder with this, of course, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. Daryl, let's talk a little bit of Browns here. There's a ton of things swirling. We have multiple reports from national people saying that it feels like the Browns are making the change over to Dylan Gabriel. I don't know if that's just a reaction to Kevin Stefanski or inside sources coming through. Without the personal opinion in it, where do you stand on that, on how close they are? Does it feel like they're making the move at this point, or is it still completely up in the air to you?
No, I think they're going to make the move.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're there. After Sunday, we are past the point of no return.
And so, Daryl, we look at it. Obviously, I tell people that it's essentially, we made the joke last week. It was appointment question asking about Dylan Gabriel.
Right.
And for you, is this the wrong time to make the move to Dylan?
For me, yeah. I would not make the change. But I get it. You are 1-3. Your offense is scoring 14 points per game. You're turning it over. You can't block. Look, Dylan Gabriel can't go out and block for himself. Maybe he can do a little better job in the self-preservation category because he might be a little more mobile than Joe Flacco is, but I don't think that it moves the needle as far as the Browns' opportunities to be able to win. I'll be interested to see. I forget what the line is now. I'm going to be interested to see if they make the move. I want to see how much Vegas moves those lines. See what Vegas thinks about Dylan Gabriel starting versus Joe Flacco. Give me a look at that. And I'm guessing the line's not going to move much. But, the facts are what the facts are. And your season is technically still alive, although I think it's on life support. And, them making a move is their way of trying to salvage it. And I get it. I personally would have waited 2 more weeks until you're through Minnesota and Pittsburgh. I would have started him against Miami and made the pivot there. But, it does feel like they're going to make this move.
3.5, in case you're wondering. We're sitting at 3.5 in favor of the Vikings.
If it moves to 2.5, well, then there you go. That's just the impact of the great Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, something tells me I'm with you there, Darryl.
If it goes to 1.5, oh boy.
Then get your popcorn out. Then you're seeing life-changing things. Daryl, obviously you talk about the offensive line. As early as this week, do you see changes coming to that offensive line, especially from the tackle position and them trying to shift things around?
Well, yeah, because they went ahead and...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, they made the trade yesterday, and I don't know what to honestly make of that right now. They brought in, Thayer Munford last week as well. Look, KT Leviston struggled, and I think I'm being generous there. Cornelius Lucas struggled. Again, I think I'm being generous there.
I think PFF has him as the lowest graded pass blocking tackle in the NFL right now.
We had John Greco on this morning, Ken, Anthony and I, as I was in for Ken. And I asked John, I said, hey, because listen, I got four eyes, and the vision isn't what it used to be in my younger years, and I acknowledge that. And so I asked John, I said, hey, about this KT Leviston character and this, this other kid, this Cornelius Lucas guy, is it me or did they just really stink you on Sunday? And John, in his very diplomatic way, basically said, no, Darryl, you saw what you thought you saw. It was not good. And that's why they went ahead and they made the trade for Cam Robinson. And another sign of desperation to find something, anything, to help them at offensive tackle to get through this. And, hopefully Jack Conklin can play. If Jack Conklin cannot play this week, I am going to absolutely destroy this organization for continuing to screw up the management and the evaluation and roster management when it comes to injury. Because that will mean he missed 4 weeks, which meant that Jack Conklin could have been on injured reserve and they would have had yet another roster spot available to them.
But Darryl, he's day-to-day.
I know.
So available. He's been so available
for
weeks.
Well, listen, I had to hear the argument about Mike Hall Jr. needing to practice, and that's why he needed to practice for those 4 weeks, even though they knew he couldn't play or wasn't ready to play, but it was important to burn a roster spot for him so he could practice, because he can't do that if he's on PUP or IR. And I get that, but that means that he better be ready to play and able to play soon, or again, I'm going to get after Andrew Berry for not managing the roster correctly again.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us. Daryl, obviously, with the decision being likely here that they're turning it over to Dylan, is there any chance this team could go back to Joe after benching him?
How could you, though?
I mean, I'm there with you. I don't think you could.
Right? I won't say never. So we know the second part of the story, right? Who's going to be QB2?
Right.
If you make the change, is Joe Flacco QB2? The only way I think you go back to Joe is if Dylan gets hurt. And obviously, we don't want to think in that space, right? But because I don't think Shedeur Sanders is ready to be QB2. And I don't think the organization's ready to make Shedeur Sanders QB2. So for me, the only way you can go back to Joe, though, is if, something happens to Dylan. But now, look, Joe's a pro. He's going to handle whatever decision is made like a pro. I'm not expecting that he will get up there and be kicking and screaming and all that kind of thing. He gets it. He understands. He said, I believe it was on Sunday, he said, I know what I signed up for when he was asked about a potential change. But yeah, I don't know how you go back to him. What's there to gain by going back to him at that point, right?
Yeah.
If you go to Dylan Gabriel, all right, kid, it's sink or swim for the rest of the season. Unless they make the determination at some point that, yes, we do want to see Shedeur Sanders. But, yeah, it's Dylan Gabriel's show the rest of the way if they make this move tomorrow.
Sure feels that way. Daryl, as always, we appreciate
you. You sound exasperated by it.
Yeah. Listen, I wanted it. I've been calling it for 2 weeks. It doesn't mean I'm overly excited about it. Okay. I think it's the right decision. I'm with it. I'm with there. I'm just like, listen, it takes me from being... I made this joke with Spencer yesterday. It takes me from rock bottom of offenses, period, to NFL acceptably bad offense. That's the jump I think it makes for you. Congratulations. They might look like an NFL offense that stinks. Like,
can you score more than 14 points a game?
The bar is so low, Daryl.
Which is what the first 2 years of the expansion team could not do and what Eric Mangini's second season here couldn't do. Yeah, like 20 points is the baseline of mediocrity in the NFL. And this franchise has failed to average 20 points scoring 18 times since this franchise has been back. It's pathetic.
Yeah, it doesn't feel.
It really is pathetic.
Doesn't feel like it gets any better every single time.
Worse? How can it get any worse? Guess what? Reminder, it can always get worse.
I don't want to think about that. It's going to get better, Daryl. Dylan's going to make it better. Even if it's 1%, I'm taking it.
You know what?
I'm running with it.
I respect your positivity, man.
Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
You betcha. Look forward to it.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports, Cleveland Browns beat reporter, witness there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what some of Daryl had to say coming back as well. I want to talk a little more with the guys on the Guardians. Was today more of a product of the Guardians' offense failing or more of a product of Tarik Skubal? 216-474-0092. It's Jake Volnick with the guys here on Overtime on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.